Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Vinny's out today. They had some kind of situation. They wound up at the hospital yesterday, but I would like to tell you everybody is fine. Baby's fine. Christina's fine. Everybody's fine. But Vinny is not here today. So if you're wondering why Yuzi and Hooman are so capably covering the news, that is the answer. All right, it's Alice, and it is time now to get somebody into our Sarah and Vinny Secret Show pool party. So you've probably heard us yammering on about this. This is our fourth year going to the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. The place is gorgeous.
Yep.
And we're doing it in the height of summer, July 11th. Is when our secret show and pool party. I love it. I hope it's going to be super hot.
Oh, totally will be.
I mean, it's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And every year we do this thing called the Monterey Bay Aquarium Great Floaty Race. So, and it's fun because in the past you guys have competed and you'd pick someone to do the kicking for you.
Right.
Because it's one person on a float and another person has to push them back and forth across the pool. I almost said pond. It's actually a pool. It's not a pond party.
I think we're doing whales. I think the
floaty is going to be a whale this year.
Yeah.
Yep. So this week, today, tomorrow, and Friday, we're giving you the opportunity to play the role of Yuzette or play the role of Bryn. So your team will be competing like in the name of Yuzette today. We've got a trivia question. We're going to ask it right now and then hop on the phone at 800-400-3697. Starting with caller number 9, the first person with the correct answer is going to win tickets. You have to be over 21, win tickets to the secret show and to the pool party. Mm-hmm. And then you get to, you know, compete for
you
prizes.
You and your guest.
You and your guest, right. Mm-hmm. So you need to have a team. Right? You can't just because you're a good swimmer,
plus one.
You need to have someone in there who's going to be helpful mm-hmm. to you. So what is here we go. It's time to play a game. This is a question about Yuzette. Starting with caller number 9, the first person to guess the correct answer will be our winner.
Mm-hmm. The question is, what part of San Francisco did Yuzette grow up?
Oh
I know this one.
I know this one, too. That's a good one, though. That's a solid, like, you got to know Yuzette to represent her in the great floaty race. All right, so Hooman's going to tell me when we get through to caller number 9, and then we'll start there. Hooman?
Yeah, just give me a minute, because...
Take your time, man.
Clear the lines.
Oh, you had to clear them?
He had to dump the lines, yeah.
All right, so you do have to be over 21, and if you win right now, pack your bathing suit. Because you're going to be getting
bring someone strong.
Yeah, bring a
or you
strong,
be strong
swimmer. Exactly.
One rides and the other one pushes.
Right, so you might want to bring someone light. Like if you're a really good swimmer, you might want to get someone small to ride on the floaty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they do have to be over 21 years old.
That is correct.
You can't bring like your baby.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to work. But this is always a hotly contested race, the Monterey Bay Aquarium.
And it's like right before, it's after the secret show, we all head over to the pool and it's right before we start our big karaoke.
Super fun.
Event.
I can't wait to karaoke. What's that karaoke this year? I was thinking maybe you and me could do something together.
Oh my God, I'm a terrible singer.
How about Despacito? Maybe you learned the lyrics to that.
Were you supposed to do that last year and you didn't do it?
Well, someone said that they were going to do it.
And I don't think they ever showed up.
Either that or they didn't. You know, that was the thing, though. Sign up early for the karaoke because, you know, each song takes 3 minutes or so, and then there's a minute of transition. Mm-hmm. So we don't get to that many.
And then,
I get to because I'm Sarah, and I go, hey, I'm ready to do my thing.
The karaoke is not a contest.
No, not at
but
all.
You
just
could,
for fun.
Yeah, it's for fun, and you enter to win something. So when you sign up your name, you get entered to win some prizes that Michelle and Rebecca.
So whether you're saying whether you wind up actually karaoke or not, if you signed up, you're registered for a prize. All right, I see. All right, what line do you want me to start with?
Go ahead and start with go 3, 2, 1, and then work your way back.
All right, Ashley. Ashley, are you
there?
Hello. Hi there. What neighborhood in San Francisco did Yuzette grow up in?
Mission?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Excellent guess. Rose.
Yes.
Please tell me, what neighborhood in San Francisco did Yuzette grow up in?
North Beach.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Allison.
Hi.
Hello. What neighborhood did Yuzi grow up in here in SF?
On a hill. I can't think what it's called.
Actually, not on a hill at all. All right, we're going to start with Alex. All right, Alex, it's your turn. Where did Yuzi grow up in San Francisco?
The Tenderloin District?
I'm sorry, not the Tenderloin. Boy, people
the
are really...
I thought this was an easy one.
I thought so, too. You've certainly talked about it lots of times. All right, Nicole, where did Yuzi grow up in SF?
Pacific Heights.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Good guess, though. It's very close to that.
Yeah, I'm not rich.
She's a rich girl. All right, Amy. There's only a few neighborhoods left.
This is not an easy one. I'm going to guess Visitation Valley.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Steve, you got a guess on what neighborhood Yuzi grew up in?
Yeah, Sunset?
No, not the Sunset. That's right. Boy, there really are just an S-load of neighborhoods here. Uh-huh. All right, Bonnie, what do you think?
Noe Valley.
Noe Valley is the correct answer. Yuzi grew up in Noe Valley. Bonnie, are you over 21?
Oh, yes.
Do you own a bathing suit?
Yes.
Are you a strong swimmer?
Decent.
Do you have a partner who's a strong swimmer?
Possibly.
Well, either way, you know, you sound like a tough competitor, and you'll be taking on the Hooman team and the Brin team at our Sarah and Vinny pool party
Bonnie,
secret show.
You know you got to swim, right? This is a big swimming competition.
Yes, definitely. I know how to swim.
All right. Good. I'm going to put you... Congratulations, Bonnie. Can't wait to meet you face to face.
I'm going to give you some really helpful tips when you're there on how to win this race, because I've won before,
yeah,
and I know
some
how
tricks.
To do it.
All right, awesome.
Okay, hold the line, all right? There you go. Bonnie is our winner tomorrow. We'll do it about the same time, right?
Yes.
Who are we doing tomorrow, Hooman
tomorrow
or
Brin? Tomorrow we're going to do Hooman.
All right. Mm. I actually thought that was a really easy question. I was surprised how many neighborhoods we made it through.
You know, Hooman actually has a couple of tough questions here, so I'm going through it, trying to pick one that is a good question, but there's some tough ones.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, too, it's like it's one of those things where if nobody ever caught that you grew up in, you have to catch it.
Yeah.
Like you reference Noe Valley. Mm-hmm. And if someone didn't catch it, then they're guessing Visitation Valley. It's like on a hill somewhere. No. Uh-huh. Opposite of that.
Actually, I did live on a hill.
Oh, yeah. Where?
Yeah. It was Day Street, Day and Noe.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Noe Valley.
Mm-hmm.
In that neighborhood.
Yeah.
All right, it's 8:12. No sponsor here. We're going to hop right into the celebrity trash, and I'm super excited to get to this story. Can I get is it the Jeffersons moving on up to the east side to a deluxe apartment? Deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up. So. Maybe Ariana Grande is not moving on up. She was already living at this level. But Pete Davidson is moving on up. They just bought, well, it's actually not known if they purchased this place or are just renting it.
Uh-huh.
But they're moving. They are moved into a $16 million apartment in Manhattan's Chelsea neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
It is a new luxury complex designed by Zaha Hadid. Is that the dad of the Hadid girls?
His name is Mohammed.
Oh. Well, Zaha, not only did this guy design the place, his name is prominently featured at the top of the building.
I think Zaha is a female. I'm not sure.
Oh, Zaha Hadid.
Oh, it is a female. Let me see. Oh, no. Zaha Hadid, it says, died 2 years ago.
Oh, well, this was designed by Zaha Hadid. The place is...
She's a architecture
It's
person.
Crazy Jetsons looking. Mm-hmm. Like it's, you know, it's sort of a long, I would say it's 10 stories. And it's sort of long, like it takes up the whole block. And then it has this like crazy sort of space age looking zigzag pattern that goes back and forth across it. And then from the courtyard side of it, it's all rounded windows. So like as it turns, as... The apartment turns a corner. It's like a rounded corner, and that's the balcony.
Mm-hmm.
It's really super cool looking, very Jetson-y looking. They're getting 4,000 square feet in New York City, which is why it's $16 million. Yeah. 5 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, amazing views of the city and the Empire State Building. It has a fitness center, a 75-foot skylit pool, a private IMAX theater, and Sting is your neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. They live in the best place ever. He's like, I can't believe this is happening. She's all, what? This is like how I live. Mm-hmm. So it's not clear if she, and by... I was going to say they bought the place, but let's face it. Or, you know, what did we say? Didn't you look up his net worth and he's worth like $400,000?
Yeah, $500,000 I think I was.
Well, it's $400,000 now because he bought a $100,000 ring. But they're basically saying they could be renting it, but it's possible she just bought the place.
I'm trying to find her net worth. I think it might be $45 million, but I feel like it's more than that.
Well, she's still cranking out the hits. Yeah. Like she's going to be fine. She put out an Instagram post with a SpongeBob meme that read, us in our new apartment with no furniture, one speaker, and red vines. They were out arm in arm Monday in New York City furniture shopping for their new place. And wow. She flaunted the huge rock on her finger. And he was all, duh, I'm with her. Hey, I'm Pete Davidson. Get to know me. Ariana Grande has.
Wow.
Yeah, good for him. Mm-hmm. So I believe now is the time for us to play some bets on how long this is going to last before she kicks him out of her apartment.
Are we going to jinx it?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
maybe by doing this, we're
wait,
not
let me
jinxing
write this
it.
Down,
so. I'm going to say September 1st.
Oh, September 1st? You give it. That's
so,
a long time.
Human.
Three months.
Who says September 1st? Okay, Sarah?
I am saying August 10th.
Ooh.
I don't give it 2 months, but... I'm a pessimist.
Bryn?
I'm going to say 5 years.
What? 5 years?
I believe in their love.
Oh, God. You see?
I'm going to give it longer. I'm going to say the end of the year. I'll just say 12/31.
Okay. So they'll be broken up by 2019 is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't find her net worth, but you know the Dangerous Woman tour?
Yeah.
$71 million in 7 months.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, but
gosh.
She only gets so much of that. They got to pay for the trucks and the roadies, et cetera. I'm sure there's, you know, Alive yeah. Nation is taking a portion of that and,
right.
and whatever venue. Yeah, well, good luck to these two kids. I hate to be a pessimist about it. It just seems like, come on. Come on, you guys.
Let's stay together. You know, I'm worried
Loving
about them because
well.
They both... have publicly come out saying they suffer from depression and
they're
addictions,
kids with problems.
Like, oh my goodness!
But listen, they're 24;
maybe
they're
can
fully
help
grown.
Each other. Yeah.
Okay, maybe they can.
It's possible.
I have Game of Thrones news.
All right,
it's
here.
Not really Game. It's more like one of the guys from Game of Thrones. I got some news about Jon Snow.
What's up with him?
His name in real life is Kit Harington. And he says that, yes, HBO, they are filming, they're in the last few weeks of filming before they start the post-production and, you know, put in all the dragons and stuff. So it's entering its last weeks of filming, and Jon Snow has a specific idea for how he'd like to transition away from this pretty iconic role. Like, he's
Bro,
got the long
be
hair,
Snow
the
Jon
beard.
The rest of your life.
Yeah.
He says that after playing Jon Snow across 8 seasons, Kit Harington is going to cut his hair and shave his beard. I'd like to step away and enjoy the obscurity. Cut my hair, make myself less recognizable as the character. Go do some other things with a completely new look and tone. He says he's going to go short.
Huh.
Short.
He's got two things coming out.
Oh, yeah. What's he got?
There's a TV miniseries he's in called Gunpowder. Are you familiar with
this? I watched that.
How is it?
I wasn't a big fan. It was, you know, he's still Jon Snow.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He still had the hair and everything?
Yeah, he was exactly the same.
Was he sullen?
It was.
Sounds like it, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was half watching it, but it was more like a oldies, all about gunpowder, shooting each other up, and I can't remember what it was about, really.
Oh. Sounds great.
I didn't care too much about it.
Was he playing an American?
I don't remember. I watched it in Hawaii.
Oh.
So you were drunk the whole time. I think. He says the beard will be harder to get rid of. I quite like the beard. I like having the long hair and beard both, but it'll be like a ritualistic thing. I can't go into my next role looking the same. This role was brilliant, but I'll need to get rid of Jon Snow.
What's his real name again?
Kit Harington.
Kit Harington, right.
He is, so he's still filming Game of Thrones. He cut his hair a little bit while on hiatus between seasons 5 and 6 because everyone thought he'd died. And so he wanted to sort of keep that going. So he got a haircut so that he could go, yeah, well, you saw him die for the watch. They're actually saying that he'll probably still have the hair, the long hair in his wedding photos. He is going to marry...
Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie. She was Ygritte. Is that her name?
Yeah.
She was his girlfriend, the one, you remember the cave scene?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know to do that thing with your mouth, Jon Snow? You know muffin, Jon Snow.
So the Sun is reporting, because you know how accurate the Sun is.
Yes, they're not a tabloid.
They're reporting that they're going to have a Game of Thrones themed wedding.
Oh, good. Of course they are. That's awesome.
Everyone's going to come
in. You're in Game of Thrones. You'd have a whole Game of Thrones style house. Wouldn't you just buy Winterfell?
Yeah.
Be like, that's where I'm living.
According to the Sun, Jon Snow's never going to cut his hair or shave his beard. He's going to hold on to this character as long as he can.
He's going short. That's how short he's going.
Anyway, the Sun goes on to say that, you know, all the cast will be there. And
that's so awesome.
Probably be married.
God. Of all the weddings, that's the one I want to go to.
Everybody just wears their costumes.
Yeah. Right. And it'll be like out in the forest.
So they're getting married June 23rd, which means that's this weekend. So, well, according to the BBC anyway. Mm-hmm. So he's going to, is that him with short hair? Is that in Gunsmoke?
I don't know where that's from.
It's all slicked back. That looks terrible. He just needs to cut it off.
That thing looks great.
Anyway, congratulations to that couple. And can't wait for Game of Thrones to come back sometime in 2019.
The rumor is they're actually getting married in a castle. It's in Aberdeen. You know where that is?
Is that Scotland?
Probably.
Aberdeen. I'm sure it's lovely. I'm sure all they have is castles there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I guess we'll have to pick one of these castles to get married in. Everywhere I look, there's a castle. Speaking of getting married, it looks like Gwyneth Paltrow is going to get married.
Again?
Yeah. Gwyneth, let's see. The Hamptons is buzzing that summer will end with a bang. Gwyneth Paltrow's wedding to Hollywood producer Brad Falchuk. Looks like she's got a house in the Hamptons because, of course, she does. Mm-hmm. And that's where they're going to do it. They're saying the wedding looks like after Labor Day, end of the summer. When does summer end? September 20th or something?
Tomorrow,
like that?
Summer begins.
Yes, very exciting. Which means today and tomorrow are like the longest days of the year.
Mm.
I hate when the days get shorter.
I know.
I love this time of year. So they're saying end of the summer, after Labor Day. She did a bachelorette party in Mexico. And then they also had a month or so ago, maybe even longer than that. Ryan Murphy had hosted an engagement party for them for like 400 people. And everyone was like, oh, it's going to be a surprise wedding. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it turned out, no, it was really just a party. So she's going to do a little home ceremony. And she says, as she's planning the wedding, I'm very busy, so I'm actually not all that involved in it. Of course you're not. Mm-hmm. I actually like her singing voice a lot.
She was
great. Yeah, she was great on Glee. She did a version of CeeLo Green's F You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Forget you got that
you,
right?
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
On Glee. I liked it. I was like, oh, she can sing.
I like that one part she had with, was it Coldplay?
There it is. You can hear her.
Do it again. I didn't hear it. Do it again. Oh, man, that is so little.
Yeah, well, she wanted a credit. She probably gets residuals for that.
Yeah.
Were you able to find her appearance on Glee?
Was that?
Glee?
Yeah.
The CeeLo Green
song. Oh, you already he has it already?
It is cute.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow, everybody. Hey, congratulations. Guess who the richest man in the world is?
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos has just surpassed Microsoft founder Bill Gates.
Really?
He just did it.
They keep going back and forth.
Yeah, now it looks like he's worth $141 billion. When the list was published in March, he was worth $112 billion. So I guess this story is really just he's even more richer than he was before.
Yay.
You're a rich girl. Anyway, this is, they say, he's the first and only person to ever grace the list with a 12-figure fortune to his name.
Wow. Wow.
And it looks like Bill Gates is worth about $90 billion, $92.5 billion. Oh. He's poor.
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg's number five.
How much?
It doesn't say. Isn't he in the 70 billion?
Yeah, or 67, range? Something like that.
Warren Buffett's number three. I don't have his number. And Bernard Arnault.
Who's that?
I do not know.
I'll look him up.
Yeah, let's find out who the fourth richest guy in the world is. Mm-hmm. Zuck is only number five. Poor.
He's a French business guy, an investor, and art collector.
Oh.
And he's chairman and executive officer of. I think it's Louis Vuitton.
Oh, well.
It says LVMH. That's Louis Vuitton, right?
What's the H?
What's the M?
Louis Vuitton. I don't know.
Mom's handbags.
Oh, Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton.
Oh. So that's the champagne and the cognac?
Yeah,
no wonder he's so rich.
Yeah.
He's number four.
He's got all the businesses.
All right. Too far.
Because you know it don't matter anyway.
Rich girl. Hey, so Vinny is out today.
Right.
Everything's fine. Everyone's fine. But they had to go to the hospital last night. So he's not here today. Yuzi and Hooman are covering the news. What's coming up?
I got a story about a boy that calls the cops on his parents, and you're not going to believe why.
No.
Hooman?
And I got a story about a guy looking to find a party, and he just won't ask for directions.
Oh. You men.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:38. Hump day morning. I don't think we said hump day yet.
I don't think we did.
Hump day, everybody.
Let me get on that.
Boy, halfway through this week. Hump day. This part of the show is brought to you by Credit Karma. If you're wondering where the voice of Vinny is, it's at the hospital. Everybody is fine. Just want to make sure we're not alarming anyone. But they did have to go to the hospital last night. Vinny was there all night. So we'll get details from him tomorrow, I'm sure. But everyone is fine. And that's where Vinny is today. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
The Radio Alice Report.
News is brought to you by the Bay Club. Ease back into your routine today with a free 3-day pass. Visit bayclubs.com/routine to get started.
All right, so there's this kid named Daniel. He's 25 years old, and he's headed to a party in Wisconsin on Saturday.
Okay.
He'd never been to the apartment before, and he said to his buddies, what's the address? They told him the address, and then he's like, well, what apartment? Like, what do I dial? They're like, and they said, just follow the sound of the music when you get there.
Yeah, hello.
Super easy. So that's what he did. He could hear the music, but he couldn't.
So he found the apartment building.
Yeah.
All right.
Found the apartment building. He could hear the music, but then he, like, couldn't get into the complex.
Damn, Daniel.
So what did Daniel decide to do?
He texted his friends and said, hey, guys, I'm here and I can't get into the complex.
Texted. No one's picking up. He can hear the music. Can't get in.
Oh, no.
So Daniel decided to scale the side of the complex by jumping from balcony to balcony.
Oh,
so he's
no.
trying to be like that the dude
that
in France,
guy?
Right?
Yeah.
He's like, that guy can do it. I can do it, too. Mm-hmm. Or that raccoon. Remember that raccoon that climbed up the...
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, it's a complex. Sound is bouncing. He thinks he knows.
Mm.
So, all of a sudden, he's scaling this balcony. He climbs up where he thinks where the music's coming from. Unfortunately, he ends up in the wrong balcony. He comes face to face with a 12-year-old girl.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. She must have been so scared.
Yeah.
So, all of a sudden, he sees a little girl. He's like, oh, I'm trying to find this... This party, this isn't the right... The girl's mom sees Daniel on the balcony.
No. Oh, my God. What does she do?
And he's, like... He's
how
not,
many floors
he's
up?
He's not on the balcony. He's, like...
Hanging from the balcony.
He's hanging from the balcony looking at a 12-year-old girl. The girl's mom freaks out.
Yeah.
She thought, you know, when they interviewed her, that she thought he was breaking in.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I don't know what happened, but she pushes him. The guy goes tumbling down into the bushes.
Oh, my God.
Wait, how high was it? Human?
That doesn't say. I think it's just two stories. But
still, yeah.
But, yeah, she sees, I mean.
You get stabbed by a bush if you fall into it.
But who can blame this woman? I mean.
I know.
No one can blame her. I'm sorry. My 12-year-old daughter's on the balcony, and a man is trying to climb onto it. I would take a frying pan to his hands.
I was thinking a frying pan as well.
Conk him.
So, anyway, Daniel's like, he falls. And then she, like, is looking and probably doesn't see him because he's buried in the bushes. Yeah. And she calls the cops.
Yeah.
So the cops get there. And Daniel's still trying to get in the complex.
Oh, my God.
He's still, like, well, looking around. He's hearing the music.
He's got to get to that party.
I got to get to the party.
Well, listen, I mean, so, you want to be where the people are.
Anyway, the cops are like, hey. What's up?
Hey, Daniel.
Like...
Damn, Daniel.
Anyway, he explains to the cops, my friends didn't give me the balcony and...
The party.
The party. I'm trying to get to the party. Let me in. Anyway, they threw the cuffs on him.
Oh, good. So he wound up in jail.
He got so charged for disorderly conduct.
Well, that was obviously what his friends were hoping for in the beginning anyway. Right.
You know what, Daniel? They didn't want you at that party.
Right.
Is that what it is?
The party probably wasn't even at that complex. Right. They just sent him to a random complex.
You think they had, like, fake music playing, reverberating?
Yes. Someone was in a car just facing a speaker to bounce off the walls.
All right.
That's funny.
I have a cop story, too. A 12-year-old boy, this is a Canadian boy, apparently his parents were confused when police arrived at their family home the other evening. Why were the officers there, they wondered.
Yeah.
Turns out the boy was so upset over his parents serving salad.
Oh. Hey, and Bonnie.
That he called the emergency number twice to complain.
Oh. And you're not allowed to call for a non-emergency.
No.
So they were there to
police say
to
they didn't
him.
Respond to the call to scold the parents. Instead, they made a house visit to speak to the boy.
Yeah, there's no calling 911. That's for emergencies.
Exactly.
But the funny part here is that this bitch-ass kid wouldn't eat his salad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know why your parents are serving you salad? Because it's good for you.
Right.
And you know, the thing about salad is you're like, I don't want salad. But then you take a couple bites, you're like, oh, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to eat this salad.
Yep.
Thanks, Mom and Dad. God, that 12-year-old.
We had salad every night growing up.
Yeah, because
every
it's good for
night.
You.
With meat or no meat?
No meat.
Mm.
But we
it
had
was
a lot
beside
of steak
the meat.
Growing up. Mm. We had a lot of steak. We ate steak at least a couple times a week.
I mean, listen, I get it. Salad, it's not the sexiest food you can eat. You know? Although these days, people are getting pretty funky with the salads.
I know.
I like that.
Salad
all kinds
bars.
Of weird stuff
a nice
in
beet
there.
Salad.
Yeah. So this corporal says officers spoke with a boy about the correct use of 911, told him that adults who misuse the line are fined. Mm. And he just goes on to say, hopefully this will be a learning lesson. It created an opportunity for him to learn something from this.
Yeah, and to eat his damn salad every day. But also
day.
Salad helps the meat go through you.
Let's talk about...
Oh, we're done talking about our colons?
Yeah,
all right.
Salad. Who cares? Let's talk about...
I think you'd be all about salad, Hooman. You're like Mr. Healthy Eating.
We are, but we got so many stories.
Now,
told.
Nutrition
uh-oh,
facts.
Uh-oh, does he have one?
We didn't plan for that, Bryn.
Come on, Adam.
When aspartame and MSG chemicals found in many processed food reach certain levels, it causes death of brain neurons.
Uh-oh.
Evidence suggests MSG and aspartame promote cancer growth.
Uh-oh.
Whoa-oh. Let's talk about...
That was a nutrition fact with Hooman.
Football!
Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Is this the theme song for the World Cup?
No, this should be the theme song for the NFL. This is my favorite Kanye West song. You know, the stadiums, the lights.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sarah.
Yara.
Yuzette, how many... kids do you think play high school football in the United States?
High school football?
Yeah.
You mean actual football?
Yeah.
Not soccer?
No, actual football.
I'll say 1 million kids.
That is correct.
Oh! Shut up! She got the right answer?
She did. How many of those 1 million high school kids go on to play college football?
Oh.
100,000.
You want to guess?
Oh, I would say less than that. She says 100,000. I'm going to say 1,000.
70,000.
Oh, I totally didn't think
of those 70,000 that play college football. How many of them actually make it to the NFL and play like one game?
Oh, and get into at least one game?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking my number that I gave you, that was for the NFL.
Okay.
400.
400, you said?
680.
600.
Oh, good one.
And how many of the 600 get to play at least 4 years?
Oh. For 4 years? 50.
200.
150.
Oh.
So we're going from 1 million to 150.
Wow.
That
those
so low.
Are your odds.
Aren't there a 50, isn't there a 52-man roster?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's actually sort of crazy to think. But I suppose, right, each year they only add a couple of people,
yeah.
really,
yeah.
who play at least one game. Boy, that's... Don't do it. It's not worth it. You're going to just wind up getting your skull crushed.
And the odds are so against you.
Be ever in your favor.
I want to do a story in honor of Vinny, because he's not here
Uh-oh.
Today.
All right.
I'm channeling Vinny.
I thought that was going to be like a football, like the World Cup football.
No. Oh.
I was
by the way,
confused.
Iran plays Spain
Iran.
At 11 a.m.
Iran.
I'll be at the bar watching with 300
the bar.
Persians.
What bar are you going to be
bar?
At?
San Francisco Athletic Club on Sutter and Divis,
everybody
I think.
Join whom in there. Iran.
Thank you, Vinny.
Iran.
So,
oh, don't forget there's a baseball game. Giants and...
Marlins at 12:45.
Mm-hmm.
So, here. We hear Vinny probably complain about this at least once a month.
Oh, Vinny.
If not once every 2 months. For those of you who don't know, our beloved coworker commutes 67 miles each way.
Yes.
Every day.
Every day. 67. Not both ways. Each way.
Yep. That's 130
plus
miles a day.
A day.
Is that what it is? Something like that.
It takes forever.
Yep.
So, and you know, I understand his frustration with certain types of drivers.
Mm-hmm.
A cop in Indiana pulled a woman over on Saturday for driving below the speed limit in
the fast lane.
The fast lane and back.
55.
I can't drive 55. I can only drive 53. That's the fastest I go, and I do it in the fast lane.
So the state trooper, he was on Interstate 65, and he sees this huge backup in the left lane, and he realizes this woman was driving under the speed limit, which was 70, and there were 20 cars stuck behind her in the fast lane. So he pulled her over, and he said, "Listen, lady, if you're going to go under the speed limit, you got to get in the right lane."
Yeah.
So he gave her a ticket.
Good. Oh. He should give her a ticket.
They say that's even more dangerous than speeding.
Yeah, because then everyone's all freaking out and trying to, like, maneuver around you. Mm-hmm. Bitch, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch. Move. Get out the way. Move,
so,
bitch.
This cop went ahead and tweeted what he did.
He did?
And then what happened?
That doesn't
sound And right. The Twitterverse is calling him a hero.
He is a hero. He's done something that people on Twitter actually like. He's a hero in two ways.
Wow.
He got that lady out of the fast lane, and people on Twitter like him. It's amazing. It's like a miracle.
His tweet got 28,000 retweets, and wow. People are now asking this one cop to come patrol in their cities and states.
Yeah.
I'm looking now for
He's a fast lane hero.
I've been trying to do one story all morning.
Yeah, you're not going to get to that.
Get, do it. Oh,
so
oh.
I have a story about how Alexa is talking its way into Traveler's Live.
Just call it the
Alexa.
Amazon. Don't talk to
Turn
her.
Turn it to Alice, Sarah and Vinny.
I'm already here.
Amazon this week introduced Alexa for Hospitality. A specialized version of the Amazon Echo is designed for hotels. And I guess it's starting to appear this summer in a handful of, like, Marriotts.
Like, in your room?
Mm-hmm.
What, and you can, what, order, like, room service from it? That's
yeah.
handy.
Yeah, so it's going to be Marriott, Westin, St. Regis, the Aloft Hotels.
Uh-huh.
And guests will be able to use the Echo to call up her that is linked to various hotel functions, like requesting towels, housekeeping, book a spa appointment, order room service, whatever.
That's great.
Amenities, all that kind of stuff.
If it actually works, it's great. I mean, I hate, you know, having to use the hotel phone to call up and get my amenities.
Well, they're also saying it could control the room temperature, lighting, blinds, TVs, music services like iTunes.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, people are a little worried about this.
Because she totally listens and lets the FBI know.
Exactly. So, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I'm fine with it because I actually feel like my conversations are boring enough that, like, we have this friend, Pat. You guys know him?
Yeah.
He is so annoying with the Alexa. Like, he will order stuff at your house. Like, he'll just...
Oh, he's done that. You guys do that back and forth? Or
I haven't
just
done it to
it
him,
too.
But I have a couple friends that do that. But he'll order stuff or he'll say things that are horrible, like that the FBI would, if you were really... Like, he'll say terrorist things.
Mm.
And then he'll be like, hope you're listening, FBI. And I'm like freaking out. Like, oh my God, stop talking to her. And he thinks it's so funny. And it's totally not. Like, it actually really scares me. Like,
sure.
I don't need the FBI coming to my house, mm-hmm. Pat. And I can just imagine him in a hotel. I mean, there'll be like a SWAT raid.
I just think about the wild sex that goes on in hotels and
And all that. There's kind Alexa of stuff. Listening to it.
Alexa, don't record this.
Yeah.
All right, you want
this
story?
Can you shut her down? Yeah. Would you be able to turn her off?
You can.
Oh, good.
You can mute it if you so choose.
Okay. That's what I'd want
to
do.
Hooman's been trying to do this.
Okay,
story.
Go ahead, Hooman. Do the story.
Is it too early for Halloween?
Yes.
Yes, it is too early. Halloween is an occasion that should have about 2 weeks dedicated to
That's it.
Yeah.
Isn't your whole
Leading
block dedicated for like 2 months to it?
No.
Sure about that?
I put up my stuff, within 2 weeks of Halloween. And I think it's nice. It's fun. It's a good, you meet all your neighbors. Mm-hmm. It's just a lovely occasion. But it has become this thing where between the haunted houses and the Halloween superstores and the candy and the just all the things you have to, it's out of control.
Kellogg's.
It's more work than Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
Has just announced pumpkin spice frosted flakes.
Ugh.
They're coming out tomorrow for summer.
Gosh,
that's so exciting.
What do you think?
I don't like it.
Very exciting.
I'm not all that
Those
excited
Those of you
by
who
it.
Love Halloween.
Pumpkin spice tomorrow. I don't like pumpkin spice in general.
Oh, you
are
don't?
Are you a pumpkin
no,
spice
I
fan?
No, I don't like pumpkin spice either.
Not too much.
No. But
I mean, I like pumpkin pie.
Sure. But when everything is flavored with that, I'm just like,
yeah, not
I don't need
like
that.
Coffee or lattes mm-hmm. or anything.
No. I feel
candy.
Like Starbucks has cornered that,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
When the pumpkin spice latte happens... Everything else should happen.
When yes, mm-hmm. I agree. You should have to hold off until Starbucks says it's time.
Let me see.
When do they start? Like probably in September. They probably start right when back to school happens. And actually, the pumpkin spice I feel like is more of a fall thing than specifically
September 1st.
Yeah.
Is that too soon?
I think so. It's not special anymore if you do it all. If you're starting it in June, for God's sake, Kellogg's, just have it year round. People like it so much.
Well, got us talking about them.
Well, Hooman, thank you for finally getting to that amazingly important.
Right?
Wow.
That's what you've been
spice.
Waiting for
I'm so
all
glad
day.
I
all
waited day long. 4 hours for that.
All right. We'll be back in a second with your first chance. Actually, I guess technically it's your second chance today to get in, but this is the one where you qualify for the grand prize. So, the secret show at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Your chance to get in next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.